At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Only a handful of people in Texas can legally use medical marijuana. Others who use it have to keep quiet. Bill Zeeble reports a family in Richardson hopes to change that law so they'll no longer have to break it.
17-year-old Kara Zartler has cerebral palsy and is autistic. Just home from school, she's in the kitchen with mom, dad, her daily caregiver, and the family's pet dogs.
Kara, can you look? He wants to take your picture. Can you keep looking?
Kara's mother, Christy Zartler, is a pediatric nurse practitioner. She says her daughter, who's nonverbal, is having a good day.
Look, she smiled at you. That's so positive.
It's not always this way, says her father, Mark Zartler, a software engineer.
She has self-injurious behaviors. These have been a constant in her life since she was four. She will hit herself repeatedly in the face and gets into a cycle and just can't stop. That just goes on and on.
Like in this homemade video posted on Facebook last month. That's Kara screaming. Now she's on the living room rocking chair, rhythmically hitting herself with both fists on each side of her head. Doctors say it's how she responds to pain, likely from cerebral palsy. It's hard to know. In the video, Dad puts a mask to Kara's face and squeezes cannabis vapor from a plastic bag he's filled. About 3 minutes in, Kara is calmer. She still rocks and grunts, but the episode, says her mom, is over.
It's lessened. It doesn't completely stop it, but it slows her down. It slows her mind and her brain down to where she's just more focused and aware.
The Zartlers first took a chance on marijuana 10 years ago. They were going to the beach. For Kara, the car can be a screaming, biting nightmare. Then Dad remembered a neighbor who'd given them a marijuana brownie for Kara, hoping it might help.
In the car, there's not really a way to get control of her arms because she'll bite. She loves the beach, but it's hard to get to the beach. And we're like, well, why don't we give her a little bit of brownie before we high-stress day, and we'll see how it works out. And it worked out great.
It's like a miracle.
Cindy Rocha is Kara's caregiver going on 6 years now.
I noticed that her parents would try everything, and she always had the issue where she would always hit herself for hours and hours. But once they experimented with different types of medicines, we noticed that this was the most effective.
It's probably because of the THC in marijuana, says Christian Bogner. The Michigan doctor, who also has an autistic child, has researched cannabis for years. He says it helps reduce inflammation of the brain in some with autism.
I would think of it more like being the water for the fire. Now imagine the autistic patient to have a headache with hallucinations and horrible emotions. This is the result of a complete dysregulation of neurotransmitters that happens in their brains. And we know that cannabis can help regulate these neurotransmitter dysregulations.
Research backing Bogner has been limited. Because cannabis is an FDA Schedule I drug, like heroin or LSD, it's hard to study legally. By comparison, there's more research on Schedule II drugs such as cocaine, opium, or fentanyl. Kara's neither the first nor only autistic patient who seems to benefit from cannabis, but she's in Texas, where using it's illegal except for intractable epilepsy. The Zartlers hope their public story will change that. Mark Zartler knows he's taking a risk, so he keeps a small amount for Kara, only enough for a misdemeanor. Senator Jose Menendez, a San Antonio Democrat, wants to ease that pressure.
It's time that Texas step up to the plate and allow many of our sickest patients to have access to the medicine that they want and that their doctors feel that they would benefit from.
Menendez says 28 other states and Washington, D.C. have okayed medical marijuana. That's what his Senate Bill 269 would do. He's tried this before. It's a long shot.
And I'll tell you, every once in a while, you get an opportunity to really help people, and I do believe this would help people.
A.J. Lauterbach isn't so sure. He's sheriff of Jackson County, midway between Galveston and Corpus Christi. He's also the legislative director for the Sheriff's Association of Texas.
I understand that many people are willing to try anything for the relief from the children. You know, we're not unpassionate about that at all. But in every state that has become a recreational marijuana state, the first part is always the medical marijuana.
Lauterbach asks, where's the science? There's not enough to convince him. He worries sheriffs will be overwhelmed with recreational cannabis users claiming medical need. His group opposed a much narrower bill that passed 2 years ago and will fight this one. Senate Bill 269 hasn't yet made it out of committee. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Odie Wyatt High School in Fort Worth has dramatically changed since it opened in 1968. The school's population was mostly white at first, but by the 90s it was mostly black, and today more than half of the students are Hispanic. Intervention specialist Karen Gordon has been at Wyatt 17 years.
We don't have the family support that we did then. What I see now are the poverty has increased, so you have more homelessness. With the diverse population, we have students that are acclimating to becoming more Americanized where their parents aren't, so they don't have the same values.
Principal Mario Lane's among those trying to change student perceptions of Wyatt.
A lot of kids were saying, you know, we don't have any pride. And I was like, pride is within you, you know. You have to have pride in your school. You have to have pride in yourself. And so we've tried to do some more things to kind of build that pride and help kids feel more connected to the campus.
Next Tuesday during Morning Edition, we'll take you to Odie Wyatt High School. It's the last high school featured in our American Graduate Series, Race, Poverty, and the Changing Face of Schools. You can explore the series online at kera.org/schools. Coming up on the BBC NewsHour, President Trump's expected to sign an executive order which will wipe out many of the environmental safeguards introduced by his predecessor. NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock. In the forecast, 20% chance of rain today with a high near 80. It's 64 degrees.